This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, as well as our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, everybody, thank you for what you're doing to keep America rolling along and keeping us working as well. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, our good friend from the UndergroundUSA.com website, and all the things that are there, Frank Salvato, good morning.
Mr. Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the president could be returning to the White House today. The medical team is reporting that. He went for a little joyride yesterday outside Walter Reed, went out one exit, went down the street, waved at everybody that was out there, and then drove in the entrance down the other end. And I just had a caller say something, and I agree with him. The president could very well wind up being the poster child, if you will, for the successful fight against coronavirus.
Well, obviously that's going to happen. You know, I want to point out that the only reason he went to Walter Reed was out of an abundance of caution.
Correct.
And when the AP came out on the day that he went in, or the day after he went in, reporting that he was having trouble breathing and they had about oxygen. When you get admitted to a hospital because of something that can affect your respiratory system, everybody goes on oxygen.
I know. Me too.
So yep. that was one of the most disingenuous headlines I've ever seen in my life. This whole stint at Walter Reed has been because he's president of the United States. Anybody else would have probably been home.
Well, you're absolutely right. And here's the headline, since you mentioned the Associated Press, from what happened yesterday. It says, Trump takes a brief car ride, ignoring own COVID infection. Well, the doctors gave him permission to get in the car, go down the street, and come back on the other side and go back inside.
This is the absurdity of the Associated Press these days. All of their reporting is opinion and ideologically based. They used to be a go-to for every news source that was who, what, when, why, where, and how.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the very first thing they lead with is, what side of the aisle does it fall onto? If it's on the left, then we can do that. If you go to their website and you look at every single story going down there, it is ideologically bent to the left. Mm-hmm. It is a disgrace to what the AP used to be. And now when I see AP in the byline, I just go by it.
Yep. Well, 48 hours after they were supposedly taken down by the Biden campaign, the negative ads were still running yesterday. Now, I watched my favorite football team, the Tampa Bay Rays, and I saw 8 or 10 of the ads in there. One of them was a complete fake ad, which I told you about during the break, and nearly 100 TV ads attacking the president aired yesterday in Pennsylvania, Maine, Arizona, Minnesota, North Carolina, and Florida.
Well, I guess in addition to putting a lid on all of his personal communications with the media, his media team has put a lid on keeping their promises about what they were going to do during the president's stay in the hospital.
Right.
If they can't be trusted to follow through on their promises in the short term during a campaign when keeping those promises is critical to proving your worth to the American people, then what do you think they're going to do about keeping their promises once they already have your vote?
Well, as the expression goes, liar, liar, pants on fire. That's that one. Now, New York Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer has urged Mitch McConnell to delay the Amy Coney Barrett hearing due to the COVID, because now you've got three senators that are I don't know about testing positive, but Ron Johnson decided to quarantine himself just because he was in the area where the president was for a couple of different things, so he thought he would do that. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell says full steam ahead. And by the way, does anybody other than me not remember what Nancy Pelosi did with the House of Representatives here just a few months ago when they had virtual votes?
They had virtual votes. She set the president. Not only that, the Judiciary Committee starts this whole thing, and they're not scheduled to start to the 12th. So there is no reason to delay anything. There probably won't be a vote until the end of October, maybe real, real close to the beginning of the election for the full Senate floor. So there's no reason to delay anything. This is a stalling, politically motivated tactic by Chuck Schumer. And everybody should understand by now, after all the years that he's been on Capitol Hill, that when he says something with passion, it's because he's politically motivated.
Yep. And yesterday, many states in the country declared a day of prayer for the president and Mrs. Trump and all those affected in Washington, D.C. and around the world. And it was something to see. A lot of great events took place yesterday around the country. Hold that thought. When we come back, folks, more with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Find out more about him by going to undergroundusa.com. And I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue. I've had 4 of them from Moss Nissan, and I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan, because Moss Care is included in each vehicle purchased. A tremendous added value pack that makes servicing your vehicle a breeze. Now, there's over 800 vehicles in stock at Moss Nissan, so you'll probably have a vehicle that you're looking for that the other dealerships don't, right there. Now, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of You Serve, You Save, and that program puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura, as well as in the North Florida Avenue location here in Tampa. Now, visit them at mossnissan.com. That's MAUSNissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. And remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan. All right. Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast is with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
We have a question for you from Mary in Clearwater, so let's go to the line. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Hi. I was just wondering, since President Trump was up there at Walter Reed doing paperwork, can he not just declassify everything that all these people have been looking for 4 years? Can he put all of that information out there for people to see? Because they're not going to believe this stuff. They're not going to believe it unless they see the real documents.
Well, the other thing is you told me that you thought the CIA director, the woman CIA, or she wasn't, is she CIA?
Yes.
Yeah, that she was, she's withholding information.
Mm-hmm. She is. She doesn't want, don't want to put it out there, but they need to do it or else they're going to turn around and lose this election.
All right, well, let's find out from Frank. Well, Mr. Frank, what say you?
If I understand the declassification process, it has to be vetted not only by the DNI, it goes through that chain of command. So the CIA director would have a little bit of say in what can be declassified and what can't.
Mm-hmm.
The president just doesn't blanketly declassify things. There is a process by which things have to be vetted in order to make sure that intricate things inside that information don't point to something that can give someone from overseas an advantage. I agree with Mary when it comes to concern that there are people who've gone rogue at the top and in the upper echelons. And Matt, you and I have talked about this for a while.
You bet.
Actually, for the entire time we've been talking, going all the way back to before 2001, that there have been people installed, especially it started in the Clinton administration, where they installed people to reach these levels maybe 10, 15, 20 years later in the agencies that run interference politically and ideologically. So people who've made it through the ranks who are at mid to upper executive branch levels are acting politically instead of serving the president that actually is their commander in chief.
Yep.
So yeah, there is a concern there when it comes to people actually following orders and doing what's best for the administration, which is duly elected.
Now, I believe our trade, I don't know if he's an ambassador or not, but Mr. Navarro made a comment that the debate showed the dominant president last week and a befuddled Biden. Well, I agree with that. But the problem now is the polls are showing Biden has opened up his widest lead yet after the Trump diagnosis. Now, let me tell you something. These polls are skewed big time. And you and I had a chat during the break, and you go right ahead and run with it.
Well, you know, first of all, if anybody say, I have to switch my vote because the president got coronavirus, after seeing how fragile Joe Biden was on stage, then you're not paying attention. Okay, so the polls don't reflect the reality of what we're seeing. You see a strong Donald Trump, even though he's in the hospital, and you saw a fragile Joe Biden who's been hunkered down in his basement. Don't let the media tell you what you're seeing isn't what you're seeing. Now, that said, with the polls, you know, you have to be a member of a lot of these polling groups.
Yep.
In order to even be asked a polling question. They don't go out and stand outside the supermarket and ask you what party are you? Can I ask you some questions?
No.
They don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. They go to their own membership to ask these things. Then they say they scientifically weighed them. So you're getting, as you pointed out during the break, you're getting the same group of people giving the same answers to the same questions. And that's why you could take an Ipsos poll from today and go back 4 years when Trump was running against Hillary Clinton, and the numbers are almost identical.
You're right. You're right. And let me just point this out. Over the weekend, John Zogby, former University College of Syracuse professor over there in Utica, he said that President Donald Trump is in a dead heat with his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, according to his latest poll. Now, the margin of error was 4 points. Biden was up by 2, and he said that was enough to call it an even Steven thing. But here's the other thing I found out, and you and I were talking about this. First of all, an IBD TIPP poll released on Friday, which is included in the polling average, shows Biden with a 3-point lead over Trump in the national popular vote with a margin of error of 5 points. There you go again. Even poll, right?
For all practical purposes, yeah.
Now you've got the Sunday Express Democracy Institute poll, which was released, that first of all found 18% of black voters support Trump. That's a significant increase from the 8% that supported him in 2016. And Biden has to have at least 90% of the black vote in order to win this election.
Now, let's do some very simple math. If Trump has not lost his base, and he has not.
Nope.
That gives him almost the exact same election demographics as last time. Now you add an extra 8%.
That's 9%, just a start.
Mm-hmm. No. You add an extra 8% from 12% of the population? That almost gets you to the point where they can't fudge it if they're trying to steal the election.
But here comes,
and he's up with Hispanics and he's up with Asians as well.
I was going to say, here comes the Hispanic vote. He's up 21% with the Hispanics this time over 2016. 21%.
Yeah, you've got that math, and the important thing here is he didn't lose his base.
No.
His base has been loyal ever since the day that he walked into the office.
Nope.
You know, you don't see a lot of people on TV going, I voted for Trump and I've decided I can't do that, I'm voting for Biden. You don't ever hear that. You hear people saying the opposite.
Yeah. And in Florida, where Frank and I live, Trump leads Biden by 4 points, 48-44, in a poll done over the weekend with 1,500 participants. In Minnesota, Trump leads Biden by 2, 46-44, same thing, 1,500 people. New Hampshire, Trump leads Biden by 2, same thing, 1,500 people. And I'm telling you, this is the big thing. The poll currently projects Trump is on track to win at least 300 electoral votes.
Yeah, and remember, this is very, very important. Remember, as the Democrats are drumming one vote, one person, national vote, this, that, and the other, we do not directly elect the president and vice president of the United States. We elect electors that go to the Electoral College, and they elect the president of the United States because it protects the rights of the minority from coast to coast.
Now, here's why I know Donald Trump is doing better than the mainstream media wants to tell, or any poll you want to find out there. 32% of this poll that we just talked about, the respondents, consider law and order as the most important issue. Advantage Trump. Followed by 30% who say it's jobs and the economy. Advantage Trump. And 15%, which is one half of the other two, any way you look at it, that say it's a coronavirus pandemic. Now, most people are saying Biden, I believe, has the advantage there. And then there's another 15% who say it's education. Well, that's about even, Stephen, because of the charter schools.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'm buying that Corona goes to Biden.
Not after this.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Trump was out there. He's the guy that closed the borders. He's the one that followed the Constitution and gave authority to governors to actually run with their states on how they want to do this with guidance from the federal government. That's the way the Constitution says the country's supposed to be run, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Biden do? He kept his mask on and stayed in his basement.
Well, here comes the music, but I'll tell you what, Frank, to me that spells one word, win.
Yeah, it's a victory any way you look at it.
All right, we'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, that happens to be Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast, undergroundusa.com. And what I just told you, anybody could figure out if they just wanted to do a little research. I spent most of my Sunday checking all of that. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has released a short video from his hospital.
We're going to pay a little surprise to some of the great patriots that we have out on the street.
He briefly emerged from Walter Reed Medical Center wearing a mask. He took a quick ride in an SUV and waved to his supporters outside. He then returned back to his hospital room. Physicians are now clarifying the president's status and recovery. The doctors evaded some questions on Saturday, and they're now facing heavy criticism. Navy Commander Dr. Sean Connolly now says he had administered supplemental oxygen to the president on Friday. He declined to acknowledge that on Saturday. He says he was just trying to reflect an upbeat attitude.
You know, it came off that we were trying to hide something, which wasn't necessarily true. He is, the fact of the matter is that he's doing really well.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain here, and you heard me talk to you about Balance of Nature. Well, Balance of Nature is working quite nicely for me, thank you very much, because it's like a vitamin supplement when you get fruits and veggies that you're not getting normally, and you're taking them in a nice capsule form that tastes good and is good for you. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, like I feel I've gotten, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, which I certainly don't, and if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, which I most certainly wasn't, then this is the deal for you. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. They are a wellness product company. Just go there, pick out whatever you want, throw it all on an order, and boom, you're going to save 35%. So just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All right. Right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Hey, Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. How are you this morning, sir?
Wait a minute. I forgot one thing. Okay, here we go. There we go. We'll get that all set in place. All righty, there you are. Okay, the crowd is massing outside the window here. Now, I don't know what the biggest news was last week, whether or not it was NFL. Yesterday, the NFL, or whether or not it was basketball, because LeBron James made a fool out of himself again.
Yeah. He's been known to be a little crazy this past year, hasn't he, to say the least. But Jimmy Butler of the Miami Heat had a 40-point triple-double. He carries the Heat past the Lakers in Game 3. They're still up 2-1, Captain. So that they have confidence in the Miami Heat going into Game 4. If they can win that one, then it's the best of three. So we'll see what happens. But the Lakers are a better team all-rounded than the Miami Heat. But anything can happen in a Summer Game series. I'll tell you what was exciting was Denny Hamlin's win at NASCAR Cup playoff thriller in 3-0-T at Talladega, baby.
There's a story behind that. He hung back at the beginning knowing the big one was going to come somewhere along the line, and it was a good thing he did that, or he would have been right in the middle of all that.
Yes, he would have been. That was a serious wreck, and that's the only negative about car racing. You know, when we have those wrecks, dangerous. But they've done a lot of precautions to save people from serious injury with now the vehicles and the protection. So that's a very good thing.
Well, let me give you an example. Drag racing, okay? There was a female drag racer. I don't know who she was, what her name was, but she had a car break in half at 300 miles an hour, obviously a stress problem, and the car came apart, and, I mean, she survived. I mean, she jumped out of the car and walked away, waved her hands up in the air. Hey, here I am. I'm okay.
Yeah, I remember that. That was something.
300 miles an hour. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what the mind can do with technology and with equipment. It is something else, isn't it? Yeah, and then we'll talk a little bit about the NFL. Amazing. After the game, we have Jalen Ramsey and Golden Tate brawling after the game's over. I mean, these guys need to learn a little self-control, a little bit.
Did
but you know what causes that, Captain, I think?
Yeah, but did you hear what the coach said?
Oh, yeah, just let him do it, man.
He said just let him go.
Really?
You let him go. In between the whistles, just let him go. Let him have at it.
You really? You know, come on now. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I understand. What causes this is all the nonsense during the game, Captain. I catch a 3-yard out, man. I got you, Captain. I'm the man, Captain.
Yeah.
And then, or you make a tip of a ball and you go, hey, Hollywood, you couldn't catch water if you fell out of a boat, man.
Mike Lee yesterday in the Tampa Bay game, that happened to him, and he started pushing and shoving somebody around. Thank God they got a hold of him, otherwise he would have been tossed.
Exactly. You've got to be smart, man. Just go out there and play the game. Act like you've been there. And be smart. But that team has left the building. Everybody wants to make a play and look at me for 5 minutes. It's just something else, Captain. And they keep it up. Plus the other thing, they're going to keep losing people. And it's not going to be a good thing. Because the sport is a fun sport to watch. No question about it. But when you act foolish, it's just not good.
Speaking of losing people, Cam Newton.
With this COVID-19. I'm glad you brought that up, Captain. Thoughts and prayers to our president, first lady, and everybody who has this, COVID-19. Smart. Get some rest. Do the right thing. Stay quarantined and let's move forward. But, it was kind of funny there in San Francisco last night, Al Michaels calling out the county, saying that he and Chris Collinsworth had to wear a mask, during the game.
Thank God I did not watch that game last night. I did not watch it. I was too busy doing some stuff I needed to do for the show. And it was fascinating, the things I found out anyway. It was a lot more interesting than watching that football game, I guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a really good football. It was a very sloppy football game, Captain. You didn't miss much. The end was exciting, but that was about it. So let's talk a little bit about baseball.
Yeah.
It's 4:07 today. We'll have the Astros at the Athletics. And the Padres beat the Cardinals on the final Friday. Just let everybody know.
Wait a minute. Can I gloat for a minute?
Go for it. What's that about?
The Buffalo Bills are still undefeated.
Captain, they look great. Tampa Bay's looking good at 3-1. Buffalo's looking great.
Brady brought the team back. Yep.
He did. They played well. That kid looks good for the L.A. Chargers, though. A lot of people out there in L.A. should be happy with that number one draft pick. That quarterback looks like the real deal. And Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals won his first game yesterday. So, and then tonight at 8 o'clock, people that don't want to watch the football game will be watching the Rays play the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
So And that starts off that series. Now, the Rays have done well against the Yankees this year. They've won 8 out of 10 that they play. So they seem to have their number. Now, tomorrow, a lot of people up there in Georgia love the Atlanta Braves. So good luck to them now. The Atlanta Falcons will be playing the Green Bay Packers. That game they pushed back to 8:50. And the Kansas City New England game will go off at 7:05 today, so you will have two games.
Now let's talk about a little NCAA football here for a minute, because yesterday
yes.
Oklahoma was ruled out of the top 25. UCF was out. Brigham Young moved up. Iowa State came back in. But you've got two Florida teams right now. You've got the Florida Gators, go Gators, and you've got the Miami Hurricanes. Let's see, I wonder who likes that team, that are in the top 10.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Now, Miami has to play Clemson this Saturday, so we're going to find out what Miami team's there. Speaking about the Florida teams, Notre Dame's going to be playing Florida State. That could be very ugly up there in South Bend, Indiana. Notre Dame looks great this year. Florida State looks down and out. So
who is number one, I say?
Well, who do you think is number one, Captain?
Clemson.
Clemson. You think Clemson's the best team in the nation?
Right now I do, right at the moment. Yep.
Yeah, I would agree. A lot of people would agree with you. So.
Yes, dude, but I'm talking about as of today. That could change next week.
Oh, yeah. Miami pulls an upset off. Oh, yeah. Those don't get knocked off the perch, but I don't know if that's going to happen. They do look great, Captain, but as we always say, on any given Sunday, on any given Saturday now. Well, Captain, speaking about any given day, you know, right now the day is Medicare season. You know, you need another second set of eyes to look at your Medicare plan that you're currently on. Veterans, if you go into the VA but you have Medicare, this is another opportunity for me to put money back in your Social Security check, $144 starting next year. Have a seat with me. Have a cup of coffee. I can go over your paperwork. Anybody out there just got Medicare A and B. There's programs out there. We get money put back in your Social Security. Health club memberships, pharmaceutical benefits, eyeglasses, hearing aids, and dental. A lot of people don't realize this, Captain. You and I sat down, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, and I showed it to you. Like, yeah, Patrick, that makes sense. I need to do this when all my vet buddies need to do it. And ever since, we've been very good friends and helped out a lot of people.
You filled the donut hole for the veterans that they don't realize is there until you really look at the policies that they get. The TRICARE,
amen,
doesn't cover everything.
No, it doesn't, Captain. And the co-payments are getting higher at the VA, too.
Yep.
So why not eliminate that when I can show you how? My name's Patrick Highland. I'm on the show with Captain Mondays and Fridays from about 5:30 to 5:45. Can be of help to you. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. God bless, Captain.
All righty, Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. By the way, his show is heard Sundays 11 to 12 on this station right here, my flagship station. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise of all of the 232 franchises across the country. And here comes the beach and boating forecast. Alrighty, for today, in the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it's going to be breezy, especially in the morning. We will have winds gusting to 30 miles an hour in the area. That puts up a small craft advisory this morning. Things should calm down this afternoon. But this morning, winds out of the northeast, anywhere from 18 to 30 miles per hour. Seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf and the Bay water temperature is currently 79 degrees. And the high tide, 3:32 a.m., that's when that happened. The low tide coming at 10:48 a.m. And remember, the beach and boating forecast brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. And there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. So, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything too. Load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time in the water with your friends and family while you sun sanitize. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. And you just make a reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun, too. So, give the Freedom Boat Club a call today at 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM,
And remember, you can check them out online by going to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. The largest franchise sits right here in Tampa, 29 locations, over 500 boats. Freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay is the place to go. Tell them the captain sent you, too, when you go there. Now, we're going to drift on over to the telephone. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd at Tampa. Let's get down to business. Ladies and gentlemen, who's the idiot that's voting for a Democrat? Who are you?
Democrat.
Are you in North Carolina? Are you in North Carolina where your idiot Democrat governor shut your state down? Are you in Virginia where your governor wore blackface? Are you in Pennsylvania where your governor shut your state down? Are you in Michigan where your governor shut your state down? Who is the idiot that is voting? Because every family has one. Every family has one idiot that's voting for a Democrat. You're dumber than a box of rocks, okay? Diamond and Silk have a book coming out, Uprising, why every African-American and every American should be voting for Donald J. Trump to keep your jobs, keep your family, keep your kids. You know, when Hillary was running, they said they had a thing. Oh, Hillary said, oh, women, don't make love to your husbands. Or, you know, because, and I said, you ladies out there, you may not love your husband, but I hope you love your kids, your house and your car and everything that you do have. And you should vote for Donald Trump. Okay, because not one person in Pennsylvania should be voting for Joe Biden, except for Hunter Biden, because he doesn't go to jail. Everybody else in Pennsylvania should be voting for Donald Trump. Everybody in this nation should be voting for Donald Trump, and your Republican congressman and your Republican congresswoman and Christine Quinn in West Tampa over here instead of Castor, who's a disaster, and everybody else should be voting for your Republican senator, okay? That's the bottom line here. Your Democrat is terrible. Your Democrat Joe Biden hasn't done one thing for you. Okay, that's the bottom line. And stand up for your cops and stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's under attack. And go in person like I did and bring your valid ID and vote today and bring 10 people with you. God bless you, Captain. Let's save the country and our military. Peace.
All right. Now, obviously, Todd wasn't listening earlier when I said what I said about the polls and what I found out and what Frank and I talked about. First of all, Donald Trump is garnering 18 to 21% of the black vote right now. He got 8% back in 2016. That's an increase of at least 10 points. And the Hispanic vote for Donald Trump is up by 21%. Now let me just add 21 plus 10 is 31. Let's say that Donald Trump has all of his support still intact, which I think he does. And let's say that there may even be more around the corner that we don't know about, which I think is going to happen, and here's why. It's headlines like these from the Associated Press that's going to just absolutely blow the Biden campaign apart. Listen to this. Trump takes a brief car ride ignoring his own COVID infection. Analysis? President faces credibility crisis over health care. How did you take a news story and now make it into a op-ed piece where you're putting an opinion into a news story? That's not what news is about, number one. The Associated Press has gone very far to the left, and it's just like ABC, just like CBS, just like CNN, just like MSNBC and NBC, these are not the places where you want to be getting your news. They are not accurate anymore. They are opinionating or politicizing everything that they are doing. And that's not news. Now, news is Newsmax, One America News, and the Salem Radio Network, SRN News. That's news. You will never hear them going on and editorializing a news story, ever. That's not what they do. Think about that for a second. And, you know, of all things they had to do, the doctors at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, gave Donald Trump permission to leave his room with the mask, get in a car with two Secret Service agents, jump in the front seat, and drive out one gate down the street so he could wave at all the supporters that were out front and drive in another gate down the end of the street and go right back in the hospital. They gave him permission to do that because he was doing much better. So I guess the Associated Press now figures that they're a doctor too. Wow. And he could be, by the way, discharged as early as today. And the other thing is Operation MAGA. Operation MAGA is underway as of today all across the country. You're going to see the Trump surrogates out there. You're going to see the president once he can get out there, out there. You're going to see local leaders and dignitaries out there campaigning for Donald Trump, which is what Colonel Jim and I talked about when we first heard about this over the weekend. Why don't the locals get out there and keep on doing what they're doing? Keep these schedules. Put a state senator in there. Put a U.S. senator in there. You don't think Rick Scott might not want to appear at one of these? Of course he would. Same with Rubio. Same with any one of these state senators or state representatives that's running for office, or maybe even a politically friendly mayor. That's how the Tea Parties did it, and it worked. You had like-minded people with like-minded ideas, wanted to go somewhere, have a rally, wave flags, say God bless America, sing the national anthem, whatever it is they wanted to do. They did it, and there's no reason why the Republicans can't do it now. Think about that. All right, folks. Well, check out Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter or Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So if you stop by and see Jill and the gang, you can set up an appointment or just see what it is they have to offer. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Just give them a call, 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service or stop by the store. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. By the way, hello to all my friends down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Look forward to seeing you again soon. Soon. I need another Captain's Club. All right, well, we'll be back tonight with more. It's going to be a great night, great day. The president hopefully will get released from Walter Reed, and you'll be able to see that, and that'll be what we'll be talking about tonight. But have yourself a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.